You're listening to audio from Bonnet Pond Community Church. For more information, you can find us on Facebook at Bonnet Pond Church. We hope you enjoy.
Let's honor the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords this morning. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Praise God. Man, I'm telling you, He is good. I wanted her to share that testimony of her faith because it lifts up everybody else's faith when we hear testimonies like that. I spoke not too long ago about testimonies, and testimony comes from our root word, which means do it again, okay? So when we hear stuff like that, we know that God's going to do it again. And we know when God has done it for Sebastian, He's going to do it again for your family member. And He'll do it for your friend. And He'll do it for whoever, because God's not a respecter of persons. God's going to do it again, okay? You know, with that being said, just so many different things like that, what God has been doing in this house is so amazing. A couple Wednesday nights ago, Pastor Kevin, he was here. Pastor Kevin Barley, he was here, and he had a knee problem. And he said the whole way up here to this church, his knee was on fire. It was throbbing in pain. He was having to wear a knee brace to go to sleep. Well, that day, he said, that night, he came up for prayer. And he said as soon as we laid our hands on his knee, he said he felt a cooling sensation come over his knee. And he said, I haven't had to wear a knee brace yet. He said, I haven't had any pain since then. You know, God's really been, He's been doing things of that nature because God's a good God. That's His desire, is to heal us, not only physically, but also spiritually as well. And last Wednesday night, Brother Gary, he's sitting there. Brother Kevin, we let him preach last week because he's been coming up here on Wednesday night. His church has been destroyed. And next week, we're going to enjoy fried fish from Brother Gilmore. So I said, you know what, Pastor Kevin, how about you come bring the word? You know, this is going to be really your last service here on a Wednesday night, so come bring the word. And we didn't know, but Brother Gary right here was sitting in the service with a bad migraine. Now, I've never had a migraine before, so I don't understand, and I can't relate how bad they are, but I've seen my mom have them, and you're sensitive to noise, you're sensitive to light, there's a lot that goes on with that. And he's sitting here with a severe migraine, almost didn't come to church. But he said while Pastor Kevin was preaching, and he was talking about David and Goliath and how David got the sling, and by faith he threw it and hit Goliath. He said his migraine started to subside. Well, then afterwards, Pastor Kevin said, who wants prayer? Well, you know what? We didn't have to ask twice. You know, sometimes, you know, you're like, who wants prayer? Who wants prayer? Almost like you got to beg people. Who wants prayer? You know, get out of your seat. We didn't have to beg him. We didn't have to say, come get prayer a second time. Before I knew it, Brother Gary was standing here like this. And we laid hands on him. And he said before he left, the migraine was completely gone. You know, and which is kind of ironic because the next day, I had to call a friend of mine I do business with, and I called her, and immediately she sent me to a text. I'm sorry, I can't talk right now. I got a migraine. Well, immediately I'm like, God can, He healed cancer. He healed that migraine. He healed that knee. I'm like, give me a call. I'm texting her back, right? I'm like, give me a call, and I will pray for you over the phone, because there was a man at our church last night with a migraine. And he left healed. You know that within 60 seconds, my phone rang. I looked at my phone. I said, that didn't take long. So I said, how you feeling? She said, I'm in pain. I said, we're going to pray. I prayed the prayer of faith. I was believing without a shadow of a doubt. There was no unbelief. There was nothing like that in me. I knew that God was going to touch her. Well, I didn't hear anything from her the rest of the day. And finally, I was like, wait a minute. I want to know, did God heal her? That's what I want to know. So I texted her and said, how you feeling? She said, I'm so sorry. I didn't call you. Less than 30 minutes later, after we hung up, I was back to work. I'm like, my God. You know, it's just amazing how God does that. And see, it's through faith that all this is made possible. And see, what I'm the point that I'm trying to make right now is that when we have faith, that gives us the ability to access God, because faith connects us to God. And when we're connected to God, that means we have access to every resource that God has. And just like Sister Melissa, she had faith. If I can just get my boy in this house, if I can just get him in this house, I know that the God that I serve, amen, is going to be able to reach that young man, and he's going to touch that young man, okay? So here's the thing. Through our faith, we're able to get others connected to God. And also through our lack of faith, we'll disconnect other people from God. So that's why it's so important in this house to always maintain the standard that God has given us to live by, which is the just shall live by faith. That means a continuous existence. That means every day of our life, we walk and we live by faith. Okay, it's a continual action. It's not a one day I do, one day I don't, one day I feel like it, and one day I don't feel like it. No, it's every single day we're going to live by faith. And I'm going to tell you right now, God never lowers his standard. God never lowers that standard for anybody. It don't matter how dark it is outside. He never lowers that standard. Doesn't matter what the doctor says. He never lowers that standard. We shall walk by faith. And here's the great thing about faith is that when we are walking in the standard that God has proposed and ordained us to walk in, amen, then we have the ability to connect others to the faith that we're walking in. Godly, give them a good hand. Come on. We're able to connect other people to God. Just as well, I was able to connect that other lady. Hey, a guy at our church, he had a migraine. We prayed. He was healed. I was able to connect to her, amen, the resources of heaven, and then she was healed by a mighty touch of God. But the problem is sometimes God sees that we're not living by faith. We have little faith. We have little faith. And I want to tell you what little faith is. It's not in size. It's not in a size where you have small faith. What it is in frequency, is that we're not walking in faith on a consistent basis. We're not doing it enough, because we're ultimately always governed a lot of times by our situations. We're governed by our environment. We're governed by our emotions. And that will dictate to us whether or not we're going to walk by faith or not that day. Just like Peter. When Peter was in the boat, the disciples were in the boat, and they were going to the other side. The Bible says that the wind was contrary against them. They were going to the other side to meet Jesus. And next thing you know, the wind was pushing up against them to keep them from going to the other side. The waves were bashing against the boat. It was dark outside. It was about 4 o'clock in the morning. Waves were coming inside the boat. And then they see Jesus walking on the water. In other words, Jesus was walking. It was transcended above the thing that was keeping them from moving forward. Jesus was walking above the thing that was trying to drown them and trying to kill them, okay? And so they see this spirit, which they thought was a ghost, walking out there on the water. And then Jesus said, "Be not afraid, it is I." And then Peter's the only one that said, "Jesus, if that is you, then ask me to come out onto that water." Okay, so at that point, Peter was the only one that said, "I want to be connected with the resources that you are doing right now, that you are activating in right now," because Jesus, he was fully man and he was fully God. But when he lived here, he operated just like you and I. He operated in connection, in intimate communion with the Father. And so when he heard the voice of Jesus say, "Come out onto this water," it activated his faith, and he connected to the resources of heaven, and he stepped out on that water, and he was able to be transcended above the very waves that just a moment ago he was scared of. from the waves that were trying to kill them and push them back. He was walking on that same water. Now, to me, that's amazing. Has anybody ever heard of anyone else walking on the water? I haven't. I've never heard of anybody walking on the water except for Peter. And that's just an amazing thing to even want to get out of the boat, to have that faith to be connected with God, to want to walk on that water. But then it says that when he saw the wind, in other words, he got his eyes off of Jesus. Let's say this in another way. Another way of saying this is that he got disconnected. Does that make sense to a lot of us? He got disconnected to the resources of heaven. He got disconnected with God's presence, because faith connects us to God's presence. And when you're in the presence of God, anything can happen. Okay, when you're in the presence of God, people get saved. When you're in the presence of God, people get healed. When you're in the presence of God, people get delivered. When you're in the presence of God, amen, you walk on water. When you're in the presence of God, amen, he lifts you up and above everything that's trying to kill you and harm you and hold you back and keep you down. Come on, somebody. He transcends you because of faith. It's by faith that we do that. But he saw the wind. In other words, he came back down to this earthly reality and allowed the wind to disconnect him to what was transcending him above the waves. Now, that's what happens to a lot of us, is that we allow situations and we allow other voices and other people. Somebody say amen to that, right? We let other people's voices, other people's opinions, we let the environment, amen, disconnect us basically from God's presence. And every time that happens, amen, we're going to operate in the flesh and we're going to operate in a manner that is not pleasing to God, because the Bible says without faith, it is impossible to please God. Amen. That means you are disconnected. Oh, you're lacking that faith. You're lacking that connection to his presence. And when you're not connected to his presence, can I tell you, he's not happy with that. But when you're connected to the presence, he says that he is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. So he is a rewarder to those who are connected to his presence. My God, I didn't know it was going to be this good this morning. I had no idea. I had no idea it was going to be that good. I knew he was that good. But when Peter allowed that wind to touch him, he allowed that to disconnect him from his presence, which was causing him to walk on the water. Now get this. Then Jesus says, "Oh, ye of little faith, why did you doubt?" He's saying it's not that you had little faith. He was saying that one moment you're walking on the water and the next minute you're drowning. And see, as when I look upon Christian lives, of people that say, "I'm a child of God, yes I am." When we sing that song, we're saying, "I belong to God, I'm connected to God, amen." We can do anything, we can take hell on with a water pistol, right? But whenever we have that little faith, that means that we have disconnected from his presence, and we do that so often in our Christian lives. We're not walking by faith in a consistent manner. We have little faith because on Sunday morning, the preacher's there, amen, and the worship team's there, and now I'm living by faith today. But what happens on Monday, amen, when you get the phone call and ain't nobody around? Now what are you doing? Now where are you walking? Okay? Because you allow the circumstances and you allow the environment to disconnect you. And when you're disconnected from that, you can't please God, because it's faith that connects us to God and his presence and everything that he offers. That's why 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse number 7 says, we walk by faith and not by sight. We walk by faith. We walk by our connection to his presence. And we're not governed or guided by what we see and what we hear and what we taste and what we feel. You hear me? Because when we are guided by those things, we're disconnected from his presence that offers us, my
My God, his abundant life. His abundant life. So I'm going to ask you a question just real quick. Have you been allowing your environment, have you been allowing other things to disconnect you from his presence? Now, I'm not saying you don't love God. I'm not saying that at all. I know you love God. But I'm just saying there's moments in our life that if we're not careful, that we'll allow these things to disconnect us from his presence, and we will doubt, and God will say, oh, you little faith. Why don't you just live by faith? Won't you just live by faith every day? Why don't you just make up your mind? I'm going to live by faith if I feel like it or if I don't. I'm going to live by faith if the sun is shining or it's not. I'm going to live by faith even if the preacher lives by it or if he doesn't live by it. I'm going to live by faith no matter what. I'm going to live by faith. Because I know who God is. I can't afford to live my life disconnected from his presence. And that's what we do here in this church. That's why we come here on a Thursday night and we gather together and we pray. Amen. We want to stay connected to his presence because we never know when another young man is going to walk in this church and may need our faith to help him get connected to a God that I know heals. Never know who's going to walk through these doors that's going to need a touch, that's going to have a migraine, that's going to have a hurt knee, that has a hurt heart. God can heal that cancer, and he can heal that knee, he can heal that migraine, he can heal that heart, he can heal that mind, he can heal those emotions, he can heal that depression, amen, he can heal that weight. That's always holding you down and telling you you're never going to amount to anything. It's that faith. We live by faith and not by sight, church. This is what this church is about. This is about his presence. It's not about me and it's not about you. It's about his presence, being connected to his presence. Amen. Because when a church and a person is connected to the presence of God, amen, it changes lives. It changed that man's life. He sent me, when he texted me, I'm going to tell you right now, he said, Brother Mac, I just got my results back. He said, no cancer, I'm cancer free. I was like, what? Now it's so bad. I was like, call me right now, call me. He's like, I'm on the phone with my family, I'll call you back. I was so excited of that. I had tears just streaming from my eyes. I was so excited. When I hear stories of Brother Gary and then Christy Kirkland, and I hear, you know, Pastor Kevin Bartlett, and I hear stories of families and marriages getting put back together, I know it's because they got connected to the presence of God, and it was only by faith and through faith that it ever happened. And if it wasn't because of faith, it would have never taken place. If it wasn't for faith, that man would have never got healed. See, because it's the standard that God has for every single one of us. Just because you don't do it very well doesn't excuse you from not doing it. Just because you don't do it very well doesn't excuse you from not doing it. And today, if you're saying, you know what, maybe I do have little faith. Maybe I am like Peter. One day I'm walking on the water, next day I'm sinking. Maybe I do have little faith. That don't excuse you from tomorrow trying to walk on that water. You don't get a free pass. I don't care how old you are, how young you are, how inexperienced you are. I just got saved. I don't care. You got the same standard to live by that I do. You're going to live by faith. You're not going to live at all. Because truly, that's what life is all about. Living by faith is living. Living the right way, living the way that God has ordained for every single man and woman on this earth to live. Do you know that he ordained that in the Garden of Eden? He ordained living by faith then. You're going to eat of this tree and not of that tree. He ordained living by faith. We're going to live by his word. We're going to live by his presence every day, or we don't live. If we don't live, guess what? We're dying. My job as the pastor to keep you living. To keep you living. God's put life back into this woman. He's put life back into everybody. He's continuously pouring himself into our lives and into this church. And I'm going to tell you right now, you know, be like the disciples. Build my faith. Increase my faith. I may not be walking the way that I should be walking.
Maybe I'm not living up to the standard that God says I should be, but amen, increase my faith, Lord. At least there should be a desire that your faith be increased. If there's not a desire there, then we need to go have a talk in the office or down at the altar. If there's not a desire for your faith to be increased, there's something wrong there. And that should be a sign or an indication that something spiritually isn't right. Because don't wait until you're down in the bottom of the sea to realize, I need help. He's just a small indication. Anybody can recognize they need help when they're down in the valley. It don't take a rocket scientist to figure that one out. Don't take a theologian to figure that one out. But how about we start recognizing we need some help when we don't have a desire for God to increase our faith? May that be an indication for us that we need help. May that be an indication to us that we need some help. But I don't know about you. I want God to increase my faith. Because I don't want to be the one that has the little faith. On Sunday mornings, I got a great big faith. I'm walking on the water. But on Mondays, I'm sinking again. I want to have faith Monday through Sunday. Twice on Sundays. So as I'm going to close this morning, I'm going to ask Pastor Brandon to come. I'm going to have two requests right now. One, if you have a desire to have your faith increased, I'm going to ask you to come to the altar. Okay. Second, if there's a need in your body, there's a physical need in your body that you need God to touch, if you need God to heal, I want you to come. Because I pray that the faith of these testimonies have increased your faith to be connected to His presence to heal your life today. If there's an emotional healing that needs to take place, any healing, emotional, physical, I'm going to ask you to come, okay? And I believe that through this house and through the presence of God, things are going to change and people are going to be healed.